We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, and we're beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Look at the new Mishnah. Bechor Shenis Arev Bemeya. We have a Bechor here. They got mixed up in 100 animals, means 99 animals, and one Bechor, the other 99 animals, regular Chulin. Now, Bechor doesn't have Chiyav Matanis. The Grata has to go to the Kayin, but doesn't have a Chiyav Matanis. So it got mixed up with the hundreds. Now, every single animal, like I say, that there's no dematanas on it. So the loch is, man shemeya sheikhtim skulam, skulam, the old potter, which means that 100 different owners, and one of them is a bechar, each owner says, I'm not giving Zerach, I'm a keva, because it's a bechar. So they all katayna that I'm potter, and you bring me a raya, and therefore the all 100 are potter. The Chacham Sofer actually asks, that why is they called the paras ruva paras, and the raiv over here is chayiv. So he says, ain holchem mamon acharoiv. So here, but maybe it's bothering you like this, that Lachar, let the Kayin say, you tell me it's a Bechar? Just give me the whole animal. Forget about the Zerah Lachayim Kev, give me the whole animal. That the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha. But the Gemara thing is, a Bechar mixed up over here, so every guy can tie in a margin of Bechar, and therefore I'm not Mechuyiv in Matanis. So, Mizman Shemeyah Shechtam Eskulam, Poitir Eskulam. What about Echad Shechtam Eskulam? It's one owner, Poitla Echad. All it can be is part of one, because the Kayin says, what do you mean? You owe me 99 matanas over here. Okay, one matana, you don't have to give me. But the other 99 matanas you owe me, so they're only part of you one. That's one halacha of Mishnah. Huh?
Talking about random
sheikh or the owner. The owner is shechting all 100 behemoths. A big suder, a big chasana. He's shechting all 100 behemoths himself. So if he's one owner, so he still has to give matanas to the other 99 people. Now the next part of Mishnah says like this. Hashaykh at the Kayin v'chavim. Someone shechting for a Kayin or for a goy, potter min matanas. The law is a part of matanas. Why? Because the kohen is part of matanas and the goy is part of matanas. If you make a shutvus with a goy, so then you have to. We'll see what that means. Also, exactly, we'll see the gemara what shutvus means. But the shutvus is that there's a part owner of a kohen or part owner of a goy. The law is a part of matanas, but you have to make a simon that people shouldn't think that it belongs to Yisrael. So you have to make a simon to show it shouldn't be marasayin. Vim Omar chutz min hamatanos, another case like this, the Kohen is selling a behema, and he sells it to Yisrael, and he says, I'm selling you the tar behema besides the matanos. He wants to make sure he gets the matanos. He has a ground pushed away. He says, chutz min hamatanos. The loch is, you put them in hamatanos. Then, of course, the Yisrael is part of the matanos, because the Kohen owns them already. But if Yisrael sells another Yisrael a behema, and he says, chutz min hamatanos, the loch is about you have to give the matanis to the Kohen. Maybe the original owner has the right to the Tavis Hana, but either way, the deer, we'll see that's so also later on, but Chutz Maratonis, part of Maratonis is by a Kohen selling it. If he sells the behemoth besides Maratonis, then the owner is part of Maratonis. Huh? Right, what's the Chiddush? Yeah. So the Chiddush could be the Dirk. That's one shot we have. Another shot is maybe the loch is you can't just demand matanas, really. It's not so possible. You gotta just demand. And here, you have a way to. So the Mishnah is giving you a way how a Kohen could facilitate that for sure he gets matanas. The last part of the Mishnah is something that we handled already yesterday. Omar, Mecharli b'nei me'al shal parah. You walk into the store, you say, sell me the whole stomach of a parah. How you buy matanas? Noistal Kohen, he has to give matanas to the Kohen. He doesn't take off on the price because he knew when he was buying the whole stomach, part of it belonged to the Kohen. But luckily in a Mishkov, he waited, and he bought 10 pounds of meat. And part of that 10 pounds was the Kohen's Matana. Then you take it off the price, because there you can't tighten it. There is a weight. And there, it turns out that the butcher charged him for that piece of meat, even though that was not for him, it was for the Kohen, and therefore that Yimanaka from the Dom. So first we have the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah said, we have a Bechar that got mixed up in 100 different behemoths. It says, you potter from Zeroya from Matanah, Zeroya Chayim V'Kev. Freidim Rakasha, my Yavei Lov Koyim V'Shtei Stodm, let the Koyim come with a man of Shach, V'Lei V'Lei, I Bechar Ha'il. He said, good, you have a self Bechar. So let me tell you this. If it's a Bechar, cool adi, it's all mine. V'La Bechar, have Matanti. Let's just say, he go to each behemoth and say, look, man of Shach belongs to me. Something. If you're saying it's a Bechar, give me the whole thing. Teretz is a Matanah, give me a Matanah. So Bechar come with a Tanah like that. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara on top of our base now, Amar Rav Oishai, Yavaval, Deikari, Nomachal, Yishal, Bamumma. The case was, this Yishal owned this Bechar. It was, you gave it to the Kohen already, and we got a mum. Now it has din of chulin to a certain extent, and he sold it to the Yisrael. So here the Yisrael owns it actually. So the Kohen does not have a tain in it. And here we got mixed up with the 100 behemoths. So every person tain is, look, this behemoth is the Bechar. It's not the chulin, and therefore they're all part of matanas. Zogt the Gemara weiter. It says in the Mishnah that a sheichel koyin levichavim potter meramatanis. So someone shechs for a koyin or for a goy, he's potter meramatanis, which means he's pashas. It means that it belongs to them, and he's the sheichel for them. So then the halach is that you potter. Why do you have to go backwards? Just say simple: a koyin and a goy are potter meramatanis. Why do you have to say a sheichel the koyin? Amar Rava, this is telling us a chiddush. Zoyis emeres hadin imatabach. This teaches us this halacha that the din is that the tabach has to take care of matanis. It's his chiyuv to take care of it. Avada the tovus inah and all the rights belong to the owner, but the din is that the tabach has to facilitate this. Darosh Rava, would they have a pasuk? Me'esa am v'loy me'esa kahanim. It says with two drashes over here. First of all, it says me'esa am v'loy me'kahanim. Kahanim apata. What's that teaching us? Even if the tabach is a kayin, the halacha is that it depends who you're doing it for. That if you are doing it for Yisrael, even though the tabach is a kayin, he's still potter from matanos. That means he's doing it for someone else. So why should it be chayiv? He's doing it for you. So therefore, and it's even more than that, convoying the Gemara of Rashi, that if he's a butcher shop, he owns the behemoth, but he's doing this in order to sell it to. He's doing this in order to sell it to the Israeli. Maybe they also be chayav. We'll have to see in the Gemara as we go along. So zok the Gemara. Let's see the story in this Gemara over here. It's for zichna tavakay mamashma. Suppose what it means over here is that whoever the owner is, it goes back to that owner. I'm puk the shaychet for them. So if the owner is a kayin and Israel is a shaychet, then you put. If the kohen is a sheichet and it belongs to Yisrael, then he chayiv b'matanos. He can't keep it. No, he has to because it belongs to Tavis and belongs to Yisrael. It's his choice who to give it to. It's then Tavis and matanos. So shvizichna the Rav Tavla kohen hava. So Rav Tavla one time went to an inn and the innkeeper was a kohen and he was very poor. He was very poor. Also kamei the Rav Tavla. So he asked the Rav Tavla and he says, what could I do to, you know, increase my income? Amalei zilish tatvat avos. I have a great idea for you. We have a bunch of butchers, Yisraelim, who have a lot of behemoths, and they always have to give the zroya l'chaim akeva to the kohen. You know, the tongue and everything's expensive. So make a deal with them. Say you become a shut of them, makes them potter, and they'll give you not. Let's say zroya l'chaim akeva is worth $200, and they'll give you $100 for every behemoth that you mishtatav with. So they'll still gain. They'll gain $100 on the deal, the butcher, because you used to have to give $200 to the kohen. Now you have to give $100 to this guy. And you'll gain, because you'll get everyone will use you because to make a shutav to you, because everyone wants to save money. So you're going to make money. If this innkeeper who was a kohen went to all the Israelis and said, can you give me Israel kahanim kever? I said, what are you talking about? I have a bunch of kahanim I want to give. I'm not giving it to you. But if you make a deal with him, you strike a deal, then you give me less. Basically, I'll become a shutif. Give me less money, then they'll all do it. So he said, great idea. This way, I'll become a shutif, and this way, I'll make panasa. Zok the Gemara inside. So also going to the Rav Tavla, I'm late. Zil shtatav ha'atav chishol, the migu, the miftir, and tantas, since you're becoming potter for the matanois, mishtatav ha'atach, they'll be mishutif with you, and you'll make some of the money. The ma'isa, chayiv Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, all the butchers are chayiv to give matanois. And he didn't work. Amalei, so the innkeeper said, Rabbi Tavlin Patra, Rabbi said, they're potter. He gave me this idea. The chashav person gave me this idea. Amalei, zil apik, go pay, you know, go pay these things, give it to the kohen. Below, I'm Rabbi Tavlin Unach. I'll take Rabbi Tavlin out of your ears, because basically means I'll put you into Cherim. Also, Rabbi Tavlin heard about this. Also, Rabbi Tavlin came to Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Tavlin came to Rabbi Nachman and said, what's going on up here? Amalei, my time, why are you passing like that? Amalei, I'll tell you why. The chiosur of Acha Bachanina Madroima, Om Rabbi Shua Balevi, Zikne Dorum, Bechol Zikne Dorum, Omru, that they say like this, Koyin Tabach, Shtayim Vishloisha Shabosos, Pot Matanos, Mekam Ve'elech, Chayiv Matanos. If you have here a Koyin Tabach who's shechting his own, he's a Shutif, according to Rashi, is a Koyin who's a Shutif, Yitaka owns these behemoths. And the first 2-3 weeks, he's taka pata matanos. Mekam ve'elech, after that, he's chayv matanos. Which means, like this, according to Rashi, it's a chiddush, that even, this is not stam a guy who's shechting it for Yisrael. That's pashut, the chayv. Zokt, the Gemara now, even the guy who's takah shutif, the kohen owns the animals, and he shechs it, and then he sells it, he says, after 2-3 weeks, you start yichayiv matanos. First of all, you part of matanos. After yichayiv matanos. Now, what's the pshat? The reason is, so it sounds like from Rashi, that it's like a deraisa gedin, that mekamva elich yichayiv, because you're selling it for Yisrael. You're selling it to Yisrael, so yichayiv matanos. So what's, so Frank Tysus, so first 2-3 weeks, what's the difference? If you look at Tysus, the Ramas middle of Tysus, more to the end, like a person could tell you is a person to chayv in a Torah b'sheikh limkar. Dem kein shnayim v'shloish shabbos is a my potter. Otsu shabbos is ksiv v'kro. He says, Rashi ben Chadesh, that if you're selling it, then you chayv, so what's 2-3 weeks different? So that the Ritva answer is, the first 2-3 weeks, when he shechs it, maybe he's just opening his shop for the first time, no one's going to buy anything. So who's going to use the meat? He himself. That's why you bought that. But after 2-3 weeks, when your store now is running smoothly, so you're selling it, so you're chayiv. I asked me another kasha Rashi. The Mishnah says, Mishtatav Kohen Yipata. So Mishnah says, Mishtatav Imam Yipata. So what's going on here? So you have to say, there it's only the shutvah says, they're eating it themselves. That's what you have to say. But when they're selling it, Rashi learns that you are chayiv matanos after that. So he said to him, okay, the first 2-3 weeks, let him be part at least. He didn't open up a store. You made a clear store, so the first week you can start selling already, and therefore you open up a stand and go on my glat. Even the first week you're going to sell, and therefore you have to take matanos. So that's what comes out in this Gemara. Mari the Gechidus, according to Rashi, the whole head of a kohen not to take matanos, only if he's doing it for himself. But if it's his own animal, shechting it for Yisraelim, but it's his own animal even, that's a Chidush, still going to be chayiv matanos, even right away, if you right away sell them. Now, Tosfos argues on this. Tosfos says, of course, the shutvas kohen, the kohen owns behemoth, he's potter. This is only the Rabbanon Degedin, he says. Not mid the rice, it's only the Rabbanon Degedin. So it's because if it's the Rabbanon Degedin or the rice of Degedin, according to Rashi, it's the Oraisa. Al Kapanim, that did not work out, that Eitzah of Rav Tavla. Look at my right, Rav Chista. Hai kahana, the loy mafresh mantanto, lahav b'shamto, the lekei Yisrael. He says, now that we have this takono of Zikne Dorim, that the kohen has to also give, so this kohen that doesn't, is not mafresh matanos, he's going to be b'shamto, they put him into chayrim. Now, for Rashi, it's good, because it's the Raisa, but the Chista, even if the Tosfos holds only with the Rabbanon, you're also going to put him b'shamto, even for the Rabbanon. Now the Rabbanon then is, if you sell it to Yisraelim, you have to give off the matanos, even if it's just kohen. Om Rav Shila, Hanei Tavchid Hutzal, Kaim Hasham Terechista, Ha Esrim Tar Tashlim. The butchers of Hutzal, they weren't giving matanos for 22 years, they're ready in Cheirim. So the world, my Hilchus, so what's the Geya, that by the way, they're in Cheirim for 22 years, who cares? My Hilchus, Ilay Mudasul Hashem Tila, they have 22 years, leave him alone, but it's not true. But Tayyam went in a Braisa, Medvar Amurim, Mitzvah Loisasa. When do we say that we stop, after give him Oinish, you leave him alone, that's Dafka Mitzvah Loisasa, that there's Miso or Chorus, so there you leave him alone. Ava Mitzvah Asay, could go in Oimrim Loisay Sukha Vein Oisa, or you tell him, buy a Lula Vein Oisa. Or you say tzitz vein oisa. The loch is, with these type of mitzvah, I say, makin oisoi, ach tzitz nafsha. You hit him until tzitz nafsha. Here also, my atonis, the mitzvah, I say, you should be on top of him forever. So what does it mean, 22 years? So tomorrow, I'll tell you what it means, 22 years. El tekansinu b'lo yasraisa. After 22 years, you give him a knas, we had asra. That means until 22 years, you want to give him a knas, you have to give him asra. After 22 years, b'shamta, you can give him a knas after 22 years. What about knas? He heard the Rava Konas Atma. There was a guy who wasn't giving matanos, and Rava, he took the whole Yerech. He took the entire Yerech as a Knas. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Konas Glima. He took away his shirt. He took away his clothing in order to make him give the matanos. Zog Tamar Vaitvan Rav Chista, Zuroya Le'echod, Le'keva Le'echod, L'chayim L'shnayim. Which is Vuvuyan Rashi, means like this. When you give out the Zuroya L'chayim L'keva, you can't give, you split the Zuroya into three and give it to three people, three Kayanim. No, you have to give the Zuroya to one Kayan, or the Keva to one Kayan, and L'chayim, there's two sides, you give to two, there's two sides of the cheek, you give to two different Kayanim. You give everything to one Kayan also, but this is the minimum. You can't give less than this. Break the Gemara, ain't he? Well, he also Rav Yitzchak by Yosef. Oh my, Rav up again with gamer. They cut even bone into half, each limb into half. So the Gemara Hossam b'detura. There is talking about big behemah like a shar. There is a big behemah like a shar. You can go by the way. Oh my, Rav Arachan. Oh my, Rav Yechanan. Also lechol behemah shlohumu matresel. He says that it didn't tevel on a behemah that didn't, that the matanos were not removed. Oh my, Rav Arachan. But less hilchus. We don't paskin like this man the yama. We don't paskin this man the yama. Omrav chista. Matonis kuna ain't a chelas el tzli. The manis kuna you have to eat be gedula. Only tzli has to be roasted. Ve'ne chelam v'chara. You have to eat it together with mustard. My time, Omakar, the pasuk says, L'moshcha l'gedula. The pasuk says, by the beginning of the parasha of Matnas Kuna, it says, So the moshcha means legdula kedar shamelach oichlim. You have to eat it kedar shamelach oichlim, and therefore you have to eat it dafka tzli and bechardel. So the gabra lach of tefalim, we don't pass in that way. It's not tevel. And Rav Chisla's lach is that you have to eat manas kuna begedula because it says the moshcha legdula.